a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
On Saturday, I took a bunch of kids out to Adventure Park, Dodsy and I did, for Maxie's birthday. It was a few weeks ago, but instead of having a party, pick a few mates and we'll take you along to Adventure Park. They love a day out there, so great idea.
Early start, 7 a.m. at the door, run, get those sun loungers, kids. That kind of vibe?
Bags every single sun lounge in the entire venue. No, we did not do that. We thought we've got to have a little base here. So we had 10 kids under our care, Dodsy and I.
Why?
Most of the other parents called us lunatics.
Yeah.
Yep.
Agreed.
Fair description. So we got one of those little what are they called?
Cabanas.
Cabanas, thank you. Right near the
Splash. Did it come with like a DJ and stuff?
Nah,
like girls serving drinks?
Would have been happy with that.
Coconut bras? Yeah. For you, I mean, Lingy.
Oh, Mr. Ling.
So we've got that. That's our base. You know what I've worked out, though?
Yeah. Well,
once the kids get to a certain age, there's a lot less parental supervision required.
Okay, just flagging that some of the parents of those children could be listening right
now. Yeah,
so good, tread lightly.
But you can't keep up with them. Good luck. They're now 11 years old.
Yeah.
So they've all gone off in their little groups of, you know, they'll say, let's call it nine.
Mm. All three, hanging. three, and one. Poor kid that just.
No, they sorted it out.
Okay.
And they've gone up, and you know, up the big tsunami and tornado and everything like that. Well, I can't keep up with them there. I tried to. Henry and two of Max's mates had me doing stair runs for the first an hour up the tsunami, like, and down, and then up, and then down.
What were you wearing?
I wore a wetsuit.
Okay.
Ah, okay. Because it wasn't that warm on Saturday.
No, and the breeze was a little chilly coming across. So we're all wearing wetsuits.
He wears it because of the sun. You have to. It's nothing to do with the water. It's.
But once you lose a little bit, like ones on those rides over there, those water slides, then others are on the dry sort of roller coastery type rides or the Ferris wheel or that, you know, they're quite spread out. And I said, just keep checking in every now and then. And, you know, all good, puts extra sunblock on, there's food here, all that sort of stuff. But I knew as they sort of separated, I was worried there might have been some shenanigans creep in. What I found out was my beautiful, beautiful middle child, Henry.
Say no more.
His idea of shenanigans is so cute because he's still so young and innocent and just beautiful. He's 9 years old, hanging out with the big boys.
Yeah.
He admitted something to me at the end of the day.
Yes.
And he thought it was the most rebellious, cool thing that could have ever happened for the whole day.
Yeah.
And I, knowing Henry, and I thought, oh, there's a chance it could have been something really serious. He went on the mini golf, you know, the mini golf.
I do know.
In the middle there.
Yeah, I do know. Well.
He's jumped and played that and then spotted a golf ball just on the edge of the lake or the water there.
Oh, okay.
And has decided that he would go golf ball hunting around the lake.
Ooh.
He has collected 93 golf
balls.
From the lake that have either, you know, cheeky kids have smacked into the water or have just rolled down, whatever it is, and returned all 93 of those balls to the little clubhouse.
Oh.
And he thought it was the most cool, rebellious. He's like, and I was in the water where I wasn't supposed to be.
Aww.
And I got buckets of balls, but I'm not using a bucket. I was using it in my T-shirt. And I went and delivered it to the man.
Oh,
and
man.
He thought he was so cool. I'm like, so you've kind of just like worked for them for the day
and
cleaned up.
Yeah. Expecting you back next Saturday.
You're rad, Henry.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
Victoria Beckham finally is getting respect from the two of you after the Beckham doco.
Oh,
good.
That's
look, she did. They had a rough trot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did, and so did she.
Here's some of her finest work. Giving you everything, all that joy can bring. This I swear. I mean, I can hear Mel B in there and Mel C.
When's she singing? All that I
want from you. That's her.
And there's Emma.
Hang on, there's her looking really pretty.
Jerry's there as well. I can definitely hear Jerry. Is that
What's that high pitched whining noise? Is that posh?
Stop it!
Anyway, Victoria Beckham has revealed that her 12-year-old daughter, Harper, has no idea that Victoria once had breast implants because she wants to teach her about self-love.
This is the most English story ever. Okay,
I know.
Go on.
So she told Allure for their December cover story, which was published last week. If I'm honest, I wish I'd never gotten
implants.
She
doesn't sound like that, mate.
No,
I've seen the doco.
Like that.
It was a moment in time, and I think I can share my experiences with her, she added, but we're not there just yet. That's pretty good.
That's better.
She's 49 years old, right? Delightful, beautiful. She had her implants removed in 2014 and has been very vocal about regretting getting them done.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? She said, don't mess with your boobs.
Oh, come on.
She wrote in 2017 and she said, all those years I denied it.
No.
Stupid.
No, she's posh.
A sign of insecurity. Just celebrate what you've got.
Yeah. Celebrate what you've got, she
right.
says. Yeah.
And she said that Harper, her daughter, said, yeah. I've got a gap in my teeth, mummy. And I've got that little mole right
that does
here.
Sound like, that sounds like David, so I would believe that his daughter sounds like that
yeah,
also.
Yeah, once again, I've got a gap in my teeth,
no,
mummy.
No, you're chasing
And I've got that little mole right here. And she said, I'm like, that's your lucky gap.
That's your lucky gap.
That's your lucky gap.
Can Victoria still say, don't touch the face? To her daughter?
Anyway, she also said, and Cindy Crawford is a family friend, so I said Cindy was told to remove her mole, and that mole is what makes Cindy, Cindy Crawford. Which I agree, and that
point.
Really helped me out when I was
point.
Growing up. Because I'm a big mole.
I wasn't going to say it.
Yes. I have taken your power away. I have taken your power away, and brilliant. I am the winner.
Brilliant.
Anyway, I love a gappy smile. And be your beautiful self. Yeah. Mustache and all, sideburns and all. That's a lesson I learned. You too can be happy with your own self.
I just think it's so English for her to put her kids, the kid to be like, oh, I've got munted teeth, mum. And that's your lucky munted teeth, darling. That's what we are. We're English.
No, don't.
There's one dentist in the whole country.
Mate,
so I don't know
how
what that
is that his accent?
I went Kiwi.
There's one dentist in the whole country.
Kiwi.
Anyway,
all right.
That's enough. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at
6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You know, if you do something accidentally, can you be charged?
Yes, it's called manslaughter.
Hang on.
What?
Yeah, no, do you mean...
I got very serious very quickly.
Do you mean legally charged or financially charged?
Yeah, no, legally.
Okay.
Like, it's
yes,
like the law.
Absolutely, you can.
So just before you go telling it on live radio...
Yeah, yeah.
Just know that this can be used against you in a court of law.
No! Yeah, God. Anyway.
What have you done?
So I was at a children's birthday party yesterday.
Ooh, okay.
Beautiful, sunny. My friends, Ash and Renee's son, Turn 2, beautiful, right? Went to a place in Werribee.
What's his name? Turn 2?
Sunny. Turned 2.
Oh, I thought you said son. He turned.
No.
Son, his name's Turn 2.
Oh, we are loose today.
You
I'm
can never
so
be
sorry.
So, you can never be sure.
So sorry.
Don't
anyway.
Assume.
And they had a beautiful party. You know where you went, took the kids to the big slide in Werribee now? Werribee Park, not Werribee Park, Wyndham Park.
Where the river is, yes, yeah, yeah.
Because my mate was driving, he had bags of ice and he was driving to Werribee Park.
Classic Werribee.
I know.
Okay, just quickly. You
ice
can,
for
you,
the drink.
You can get charged for that, all right?
Down to the river? Okay, I'll meet you there. Which car park?
Sorry, all right. He was bringing ice to the party to help the parents. See, you're just terrible. Anyway, and he was driving to the mansion, and I'm like, Wyndham Park, not Werribee Park. He's like, no, you're wrong. And I'm like, oh, why I order?
Mm.
You know, but I made him see the light that I was right. Anyway, we went to this party. And as you know, as parents, and especially you, Lingy, if there's something free that you can get and a space in which you can take over, then you get there early, you take over the whole space for a kid's party, and then you don't have to pay a fee or anything, you know?
You can take over a little, picnic table or
a little
gazebo, a little area.
What about the marquee at your...
Oh, at Oakdale.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was a stretch.
That was ballsy.
That was ballsy. But this was at the barbecue area, right? So I rocked up, they had a table there, yeah, cool. And great. You know, they had drinks, food, everything.
That's
beautiful
fine.
Day, kids everywhere, having a great time. I loved it, right? And then it was quite hot under the sun yesterday.
Mm.
So, you know, they had the drinks there and I was going over to the barrels and, you know, I met new people for the first time and I'm like, oh, I'm going to get myself a drink. Do you want a drink? Yeah, sweet. Just going over there, handing everyone drinks, you know, all this sort of stuff. And then towards the end of the day, my friend was like, all right, guys, hey, said to the table next to them, if you guys want to come over in the shade, we're about to leave. And I was like, are they not attached to your party? And he's like, no, that's a completely different family. I'm like, because I've been having their drinks. And I'm out leaning over them. Don't mind me. Just going to get some fairy bread.
What?
The whole...
And they never said anything.
No one said anything.
Why did they say something?
No one said anything. Stealing.
Stealing drinks.
What?
Stealing. Not my fault. Not stealing. Oh, I didn't know.
Imagine what they were saying behind your back.
No,
who is this chick?
Why did they stop you? I'm so confused.
Beers, cans of Coke, water, bottles of water. God, these are so fresh. Hey, how's this? Fairy bread, twisties,
sausage rolls. Were you handing them out to other people?
Yes, yes. I wasn't aware that the table of people adjacent to my friend's table weren't the same people.
Oh, no.
Is that stealing?
How did that go on all day?
Oh, I don't know.
Did they see you doing the drinks thing?
Yeah.
And you were leaning over. You were a stranger at their picnic.
Leaning over them. Oh, I have some chips. Amazing. I thought they were all... Because the kids everywhere.
Were you talking to them? Like, were you having conversations with these strangers?
I was having conversations with people I didn't know. So were they people attached to my friends or not? I'm not sure.
They're like, and they were like going, who's that? Oh, that's that strange auntie I reckon that none of us have met.
So, okay, when my friends have kids, we don't have kids. It's like, these are my daycare friends. These are my mother's group friends. These are my friends from the gym. Mm. I don't know. Mm. It's all these people.
Mm.
Anyway, the drinks were delicious. So thank you so much.
Do you know who won't be at barbecues in future? This is my friend Loggy. Well, it was.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, you brought to the table a very... ranty rant this morning, right at the top of the show.
Oh, yeah, about the Boston buns.
About Boston buns. Because you said Jimmy James had brought home a Boston bun on the weekend.
Well, he said to me, he goes, hey, when you get home, because I was up in Werribee, and he's like, when you get home, I've got a big surprise for you. And I was all excited, and I walked in, and he's like, hey, here's a Boston bun. Amazing. And I'm like, get that garbage out of my face.
And
don't do
you then asked Tom and I what we thought of Boston buns. Mm. Well, you asked me when I came in at 7 o'clock. Yeah. Delicious, delightful. Yeah, love
I'm
a Boston bun.
It's
I'm
a roll with icing on top. Oh, it makes no sense.
Beautiful.
Do you want butter in there or cheese? Please get out.
Okay. What? Okay.
It's dry.
Tom, you handle this.
I was like, with the cheese gear at the when you were talking about it the first time, I was not impressed. Okay, so then you were like, okay, we'll put it on socials. We'll chuck it on Instagram, K-Rock Geelong, little story, little poll there.
We do the big content here on the
Boston
show.
Bun, waste of shelf space and taste buds. Totally agree, get off my plate. Or, oi, what you got against the bun?
Fair. I like to make it jazzy, you know? Yeah, you're on the standard yes, no.
You spent too much time thinking about the question and not about what picture you put up because... Is that what you were genuinely talking
That's
about?
That's what I'm
as
talking
a That is not... What is that, Cameron Lee?
That is a finger bun.
It's not a Boston bun, mate.
It's not a Boston bun. Finger
bun. Finger
buns
bun and a Boston bun are the same.
Oh! Shut up!
Finger bun is the Boston version of a... Is a finger of a Boston
bun.
Is it?
No!
It's a roll.
Finger buns are pointless and tasteless. I agree with that. With a finger bun. No, they're crap.
No, absolutely not.
Boston buns are magnificent works of art. They are fruit roll type...
Okay. All right.
Fruit loaf.
Forget about what I'm talking about.
Delicious icing.
I'm talking. Let's think of the finger then. And that is a waste.
No.
So, just for people who don't understand, like you, a Boston bun is sort of, it's cake size,
round.
It's round. And it has fruit in it, and it has icing on top.
The
Boston bun.
The most delicious icing on top.
Finger bun is long, hot dog shaped.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's a finger bun.
No
fruit.
It's more likely that it's simply what is called a Boston bun. Yes, See, other names for finger buns. Spice bun. Okay. All right. Maybe I've made a mistake.
I think, Jimmy, if he's told you he's brought home a Boston bun, I feel like he may have led you down the garden path there. Or did he say finger bun?
Did he bring home, like, one finger bun?
No, he brought home two. And he was cutting them up. And he was like, look at this delicious treat I got for you. And I grabbed it and I threw it outside.
Oh, my God.
No, I didn't. That's just for effect. That's just for effect. But I was like, that's what I wanted to do.
You wouldn't, if that was a Boston bun you'd done that to, I will come to your house today, search around your backyard and find those pieces and eat it.
Oh, God. New animal.
The main thing is, can we all agree
that
we
cannot.
Buns...
Sorry. There's more. There's more to it.
It's not.
Was it the white icing? Because there's two kinds of finger buns you can get. You can get the white icing with the coconut on top, or you can get the hundreds and thousands.
Both are terrible.
Which one did you have?
Oh, I had the coconut one.
Okay.
But it's that white coconut icing on a finger bun is not the same delicious icing that is on a Boston bun.
Okay.
It is the same. No.
Okay, so this is the thing.
No, it's not.
So what they do, and I'm not saying all good people, whatever. This is what I think. I've got no proof. I think that when they're like, hey, the hot dogs are done. We've run out of dogs to chuck in these buns. They're a little stale. I know what we'll do. We'll get the icing from the Boston bun and we'll smear that on top of a finger bun and we'll sell those.
It's absolutely not what they do.
That's what it is. It's a dry bun with icing and then it's terrible. Is that what you want to talk about?
I can't believe I'm agreeing. I'm with Loggie on the finger buns. I'm against Loggie on the Boston buns.
You've ruined everything, Cameron Ling, because now it's muddied the waters, but...
I'm not muddying any waters. I'm just stating it as categorical fact. I know everything.
What are we doing?
Fight for your right to finger bun.
Or agree. Agree that finger buns are bad. They'll try and sell you on them, but they're never good, are they?
Finger buns are amazing. What are you talking about? And they're nowhere near savoury. If you took the icing off the top of a finger bun, you would be able to still taste it's a sweet bun.
It's a stupid roll.
52232955. Let's chat buns. Boston, finger.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I've never seen us more fractured than right
this
now.
There is a lot of aggression, a lot of anger floating around the studio at the moment.
And a lot of confusion.
A lot of bun-related, finger-related issues.
Yes. So I have a problem with finger buns, but I incorrectly call them Boston buns. That caused a bit of angst. Fine. Finger buns suck, and I will die on that hill. It's an old roll, and I'm a roll fan, right? I love bread, any type of roll. Long roll, not roll, round roll. I can go forever, baby.
Do you know what a Boston bun is, though, now that we've corrected you?
Okay, you spent all morning ragging on them.
I know. I don't really know what a Boston bun is. But I know that the icing is the same as a finger bun, which is an old roll with icing on it, and finger buns suck.
They do not. And I don't know why you're not on board. I understand why you're not on board, because you hate things, Loggy. But, Lingy, you've still got a bit of joy in your
two
heart.
Two different things. Finger buns suck.
Why?
Boston buns are magnificent works of art.
He's still not getting it.
What's not to like about a finger bun?
No.
There's a song about it, isn't there?
Wrong in every
finger
way.
Finger bun.
People always try and sell me on the finger bun, and I'm like terrible every time.
No.
Tanya from Grovedale, save us. We're starting to get a little angry at each other. What are your thoughts?
Oh my gosh. I've got to say I'm with Loggie on this one.
Thank you.
They are the same thing. One is small and dry, and one is large, and they're both horrible.
Oh my God, Tanya, yes!
Tanya!
So anti.
No, but she, did you hear her say that I'm right?
No,
they're the same thing.
Yeah, I know. But to be anti both, I'm very surprised.
Yeah.
Okay, so the thing is, the little ones just get dry really quick,
yes?
Yeah. Yeah. So the big Boston bun, I can see that there's potential there. It's going to get a little bit moist on the middle, whatever. But the thing is, those little ones, they sometimes come with sprinkles, they sometimes come with the coconut and that creamy stuff, and sometimes they come with icing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's confusing.
And
it
sometimes,
is confusing.
Sometimes they come with dust because they've been left on the shelf for 6 months.
Oh, no, they
And that's what they taste like.
No. All right, we're moving on.
Terry's in Herne Hill. Morning, Terry.
Well, I'll put it out pretty simple. A Boston bun is round and absolutely delicious because it has fruit in there.
Mm.
But where a finger bun, now, If not so, there's plenty of different types of finger buns out there. You can get a finger bun with chalk chips on it.
Wow.
I'm listening. But they're all terrible, right, Terry?
No, they're not all terrible. My kids love them.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, because kids haven't formed taste buds yet.
Hey.
Do you know what I mean?
That's a good point.
It is true. They'll eat anything. They think dog food is tasty, you know?
No, I think Terry was good. He was on Boston Bun Delicious. Stephen from Corio, help us out here. What do you reckon?
Boston buns, you can throw them in the bin.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I love, like, finger buns, hands down.
Yes.
I'll go to them every time I have a Boston bun.
Love a finger bun.
Why?
Love a finger bun, Stephen?
Well, for starters, I don't like sultanas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. All right.
And the soft icing, I'm not a big fan of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you love a dry?
As someone said, you can get chocolate chip, you can get M&M's, you can get sprinkles.
Sounds like heaven. Sounds like heaven. Do you have a favourite finger bun?
I love the pink icing.
Oh, okay. Yes. A pink finger bun. Yes. That sounds like a good time. Where do you get one of those? Olivia in Geelong, what do you reckon about buns?
I'm pro Boston bun, anti finger bun.
Thank you, Olivia. It is a delight to have you on the show this morning. You are spot on.
Oh my goodness! Not even
and FYI, the icing is not the same.
Oh, yes! All right, Olivia.
I love you, Olivia.
All right, I've had enough of all of yous. I tell you what.
We hit a nerve, though, and I love it.
Stephen and I are going to the bakery for a finger bun.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.